Who assessed the risk that a brain-damaged, war-scarred soldier sent back to battle might go on a senseless killing spree? And why does his home base in Washington State have such a high level of suicides? It's Tuesday, March the 13th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
I'm Dan Damon, in for John Hockenberry all this week. And good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Dan.
We'll take a closer look at the pressure on American soldiers fighting the longest war in U.S. history. We'll also talk about doing good, just to feel good. Are you a slacktivist? And a closer look at how the women vote is breaking this election year. You're talking about slacktivism on Facebook, and also you can get in touch on 8778-MY-TAKE. David Dartley on Facebook says, those who assail slacktivism are being silly. Activism on social media is very often exactly what's getting people out onto the streets. First, let's check the morning's top headlines.
And this top morning's top story comes to us from southern Afghanistan. Militants have opened fire on a group of Afghan government officials who are visiting the scene where 16 civilians were massacred over the weekend. The delegation included two of President Hamid Karzai's brothers. So far, we do not know the extent of any of their injuries. Our partners at the New York Times are reporting the Obama administration is considering whether to speed up the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, possibly by at least 20,000 additional troops next year. President Obama says nothing like that during an interview with ABC News, though. He did say the killings of the Afghan civilians is a reminder that it's time for the U.S. military to leave Afghanistan.
It does signal, though, the importance of us transitioning in accordance with my plan so that Afghans are taking more of the lead for their own security and we can start getting our troops home.
As for the U.S. soldier who's believed to have killed those civilians, U.S. officials say he's a trained sniper who recently suffered a head injury in a vehicle accident. The Pentagon has not announced the suspect's name. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he could face the death penalty. Pakistani intelligence officials say a suspected U.S. drone strike has killed at least six militants. The officials say two drone-fired missiles hit a vehicle in a tribal region near the Afghan border.
Today is the day Republicans in Alabama and Mississippi get their say in the presidential race. Polls open there in just under an hour. Mitt Romney hopes to come out on top as the solid front-runner in the race. Newt Gingrich asked voters in Birmingham to make him the conservative alternative to Romney instead of Rick Santorum.
Your vote really matters. And I hope you'll decide that having an experienced leader who's actually helped do these things before and who is capable of taking Obama head on is what we need as a party and, more importantly, what we need as a country.
Republicans in the country's most southern state, geographically speaking, will also be casting ballots today. GOP caucuses will be held for the first time in Hawaii.
Justice Department lawyers are challenging Texas's new voter ID law. That measure compels voters to present a government-issued photo ID before casting a ballot. Federal officials contend the law is biased and could disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of minority voters.
A panel of arthritis experts is urging the FDA to resume tests on an experimental type of nerve-blocking drugs. The drugs could help people with arthritis, but they've been linked to bone decay and joint failure. They haven't been tested since 2010. An FDA panel now says those tests should resume as long as there are sufficient safety precautions.
And the Senate is expected to approve a $109 billion highway and transit bill later today. That bill would relax environmental rules in order to speed up some projects. It would also give the states more flexibility over how they spend federal aid dollars.
On the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,959. The S&P opening at 1,371. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,983. And the price of oil, New York contract, is $106.75 a barrel. Well, we're talking about online activism, signing petitions, joining campaigns, liking things on Facebook, tweeting them. Is that slacktivism, just another idle pastime of an internet-addicted generation? Others say it's a gateway to real activism. Here's Andy posting on Facebook. Posting and liking a video does not make you an activist. You have to get off your duff and actually donate money or time to be an activist. Well, have you been part of the online activism movement? Do you think you're slack or are you on the case? You can join us, 8778-MY-TAKE.
That's right. Get off your duff and call us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.